Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Yes, I hope you can help me. Okay, I have an unauthorized transaction done through my Cash App to your place, to this place, and I know nothing about it, and I did not do it. It's still pending. I want it canceled before it goes through, and I want my money back on my account. I've tried. I know it's not your fault. I'm not fussing at you. I'm just upset at this point because Cash App is not helping me at all. They say that because it's still pending, they have to wait for it to finalize to dispute it. Well, I don't want to dispute it. I want it altogether canceled before it does go through because I know that is possible. Because, I mean, I've done my own shopping online before to know that a pending transaction can be canceled. So can you please help me and cancel this transaction before it goes through?
All right. Can I get your zip code?
Okay. It's 39307.
And your first and last name?
All right. Mary McWilliams. Do you need my Cash App hashtag thing?
You said 39307.
Yes, but put down 39356 too, because I just moved, and I don't know if I changed my address in the app yet. It could be under that one.
And what's your name again?
Mary McWilliams. I would have called y'all earlier, but I was putting in trendy offers instead of the tech part in there, and I was like, oh, okay. I was just so worked up about it, I couldn't.
And you said it's still pending?
Yes, it says it's still pending, uh-huh. And I want it canceled.
Yeah, if it's still pending, then it might not show up in our system until it goes through.
Well, I don't, okay, see, I have shopped online for many years. And any time I've ever had one pending, I've been able to go in and cancel it. So I don't understand why I can't go in and cancel it. Like, why can't it be canceled? This is what gets me. If they have all the information needed to let the transaction ride, then, you know, for the purchase to happen, then why can't that information be used to cancel it? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, that would be with Cash App, but like I said, I mean, we can't see anything that you do until it comes through as a
well,
charge on our end, so.
It wouldn't be under, like, my Cash App name?
Nah.
My name is Mary McWilliams in there, but then, you know, they have the little, like, dollar sign.
Yeah, it would just be your name.
Okay, all right, I got you.
But
like I said, I'm not playing you. I'm just trying to get some answers. At least you told me that something. So Cash App should be able to do this, right? Because,
yes, ma'am.
Like, they use your domain or whatever. They had to have the information to let it, you know, even the transaction even start. So, therefore, why can't they cancel it? You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
And they're like, well, you have to wait for it to finalize before then dispute it. Well, I know that's not true. I don't believe that. I'm a financial advisor myself, and I know. That's what I do for a living, actually. So, I know this. But I don't know why they're, you know, trying to say this. But anyway, okay, well, can you do me a favor?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way you can make a note somewhere in the computer that if it flags, like, my name or something, and if it comes up or goes through for, you know, to have my name flagged or anything?
We'll put you on a call back list, and they're going to call you back or you give us a call back once you see it goes through and Cash App hasn't done anything about it, and we can get you refunded.
Right. Okay, I appreciate you so much. You made me feel better, at least. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer service.
Okay.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.